Guelf Today received the following letter to the editor from reader Katie Tenier. When my husband and I moved to Guelph last year, we already knew that the city had much to offer. Since then, we've come to appreciate so much more: its livable scale, the routine friendliness, a well-oiled city hall, we received great help to keep our old trees alive, etc., and a deep sense of civic engagement, something witnessed in spades at the recent Spirit of the Season event. And, there is one thing in particular that across southern Ontario, Guelph is known for. It is the city that still has a real downtown, one that young people even find interesting, as it managed to keep many of its vintage buildings when other cities were tearing them down in the 70s. But, I am adding my voice to the growing chorus of those who know that while we need far more shelter for the unhoused, tent encampments in the downtown core is not a sustainable solution for anyone. Not for those living in them, for the businesses and other residents nearby, nor for the city in general. I say this as a person who believes that shelter should be seen as a human right, along the lines of healthcare, and who has actively engaged with the unhoused and those dealing with mental health and addiction issues. I have volunteered at a men's shelter and, through our neighborhood association, proactively encouraged the involvement of those living in nearby supportive housing buildings and organized a fundraiser during the pandemic in which community members bought meals from our local restaurants to aid these residents. I have seen firsthand the challenges that the unhoused and those with mental health issues deal with on a daily basis. However, as the goal of our association was to support our local Main Street, so that we could have a walkable, safe neighborhood for all, our own mini, climate-friendly 15-minute city, I saw firsthand that when necessary guidance was not given and rules were not enforced by some of the very agencies who purported to be helping these needy residents, there was a negative impact on local businesses. Theft, drug use, serious littering and garbage issues were fairly standard, something that contributed to businesses leaving or not setting up shop in the first place, thus exacerbating the less stores, less people dynamic. Thankfully, we were helped somewhat by a residential building being built on our main corner, something our executive fully supported, as the main thing cities and business districts need is people, 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 and increased densification. The problems I outlined above were caused by a small handful of housed people, so it is obvious that a larger number and different problems have been created in Guelph by having high-needs individuals living in the cold in tents. People must be sheltered and housed, that we all know and want. But, it would be helpful if some commentators understood that this is not a zero-sum game where one side's win is another's loss. I have spent a lot of time with small businesses and learned that many did not own their buildings, thus were not getting rich on real estate. Some were new Canadians working long hours and, or gave employment to recent immigrants, and all frankly were people doing us a great civic service by keeping the lights on and the streets alive. They need to be supported and listened to, a position I am sure that most in Guelph agree with. And, walking, it is not just a climate-friendly mode of transportation but good for mental health and community engagement. You just see and engage more when you walk. So, if we ever want to get people out of their cars, for their sake and the sake of our climate, we need to give them a downtown they want to walk to, and walk in. Sustainable solutions happen when people, regardless of their various perspectives, sit down together and with true understanding and goodwill, work toward achieving their goals in a mutually beneficial way. With the myriad problems going on in the world right now, finding shelter and homes for the unhoused in Guelph while at the same time ensuring the continued thriving of our very special downtown should not be too hard a challenge for us to overcome. Kate Tenier, Guelph.